Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, folks listening worldwide, all the ships at sea. It is Thursday, the 11th day of December, 2003. We have Phyllis Schlafly, the founder and the head honcho at the Eagle Forum, joining us halfway into the next hour. Tomorrow, we've got Tom Tancredo coming on to talk about, the congressman coming on to talk about Governor Ridge, the head of Homeland Security, the Heinrich Himmler of the New World Order today here in the U.S. Governor Ridge has said that, hey, he wants to legalize all the illegals. And this is upsetting conservatives. They're finally waking up to some of this, along with Bush saying, Taiwan, we're cutting you loose. But we've got Tom Tancredo coming on to talk about all the open borders developments tomorrow. Today we have Phyllis Schlafly from the Eagle Forum. And this network, of course, carries her daily commentaries, her little 3.5-minute vignettes that she does that are always insightful and informative. But we'll talk to Phyllis Schlafly coming up in the next hour. Of course, we'll have open phones as well, and we're about to dive straight into all the vital news and information, so strap yourselves in. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. British intelligence helped paramilitaries bomb Northern Ireland. That's the London Guardian headline from today. Now, you can't spell out government-sponsored terrorism any clearer than that, can you? Now, it's already come out that almost every major bombing in the last 24 years has been British intelligence, and they do the kneecappings and torture others to force them to continue fighting, to keep the Protestants and the Catholics at each other's throats. Again, we're just talking about the documented stuff that's happening. That's coming up. Our government does the same stuff. Al-Qaeda, that means CIA, plans great event in the new year. Bin Laden reportedly to speak on tape broadcast by Al Jazeera. Yeah, right. Also, Atlanta OK's anti-terror cops encourages public to report suspicious activity. Federalization at the local level. We'll also explode the myth of church-state separation, and I have a synopsis here due to listeners requesting it that we'll go over. Here's one of them. In Texas, a U.S. district judge decreed that any student uttering the word Jesus at his school graduation would be arrested and locked up, and make no mistake, announced Judge Samuel B. Kent, the court is going to have a United States Marshal in attendance at the graduation. If any student offends this court, the student will be summarily arrested and will face up to 6 months incarceration in Galveston County Jail for contempt of court. I'll tell you, if I was a student, I'd say the name Jesus. Again, church and state, the way they manipulated it means the school couldn't say a prayer, not somebody in their own acceptance speech of an award or valedictorian. But again, now there's examples here of kindergartners saying, God is great, God is good, let us thank him for our food. They're being grabbed. It's thought crime, folks, but you can run around engaging in witchcraft activities all you want if you love Harry Potter. So we'll get into that. Also, video surveillance on the rise, more on the cameras in the school bathrooms. We will get into Ridge's immigration remarks drawing fire about open borders. President's rebuke of Taiwan stirs alarm among conservatives. L.A. Times. China says they appreciate Bush's comments on Taiwan. Also, communist Chinese are buying up a bunch of American media. So is the Carlyle Group. A lot more coming up. Believe me, it's all extremely vital. Details of what we just mentioned and more on the other side of this quick break. Again, the website is www.infowars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
A lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies,
asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're now 8 minutes and 35 seconds into this first hour. We're going to have wide open phones today. Ann Phyllis Schlafly from the Eagle Forum joining us in the middle of the next hour. Tomorrow, Congressman Tom Tancredo to talk about, well, our dissolving border, the free trade area, the Americas, and much, much more. We'll have the Colorado Congressman on tomorrow. And we are lining up some other interesting little guests today and tomorrow as well. Don't forget, this Saturday I'll be in Houston, Texas at the Alamo Drafthouse Luxury Movie Theater at the West Oak Shopping Center from 6 p.m. to around midnight. I'm going to give a speech, show Road to Tyranny, have a question and answer, then show John Carpenter's incredible film, They Live. Great place to meet like-minded freedom lovers and patriots, constitutionalists, libertarians, whatever you want to call us. And I'll also be there with my videos, books, and other items there with the table outside the movie theater. So again, that's this Saturday, about 2 days from now, in Houston, Texas, in H-Town. And details and tickets are available at InfoWars.com, or you can buy them there at the door. Oh, there is so much to cover today. In the first segment that I know a lot of stations don't carry, I mentioned some of the news that's coming up. Let's just launch straight into it before I run out of time here. British intelligence helped paramilitaries bomb North Ireland. Now, we have an entire section on prisonplanet.com about MI5, MI6 terror, where there are dozens and dozens and dozens, BBC, AP, London, Guardian, Sunday Herald, The Scotsman, Reuters, where the government of England calmly admits and has been caught, okay, we blow up our own buildings, and then there's no big discussion about it. It's buried in the back of British newspapers occasionally. There's no debating it. There's no discussing it. The British government blows things up and kills people and blames it on their enemies and uses it as a pretext to militarize and keep troops on the ground and to run checkpoints in Northern Ireland. What do you think's happening here in America with Homeland Security and NORTHCOM and General Eberhard and all the martial law comments? What do you think they're doing? It's a favorite British tactic, and that's who we're run by, basically. And here's another article today. The British government today faces tough questions about the controversial role of its intelligence services in Northern Ireland after an Irish report found grounds for suspecting that British security forces helped loyalist paramilitaries to bomb the Irish Republic. Four car bombs ripped through Dublin and other cities on May 17, 74, killing 33 people in the worst atrocity of the Irish Troubles. And again, they've caught them doing bombings as late as 1999. Last night, an independent report by the retired Supreme Court Judge Henry Barron found it was neither fanciful nor absurd to suggest members of the security forces in Northern Ireland could have aided and abetted loyalist paramilitaries in bombing the Irish Republic. Well, go read the past articles. Go spend a few hours reading it. They've been caught. They've admitted it. It's come out in court. IRA, Orange, Protestants have admitted it. They are controlling both sides. But he said Britain's lack of cooperation in handing over documents was disappointing and had limited the scope of the report. Irish politicians were quick to criticize Britain's lack of transparency. Mr. Justice Barron said the material he assessed did not suggest senior members of the British intelligence were involved in the bombings. Folks, we have Margaret Thatcher ordering it when she got into office in the early 80s. But there was a possibility of involvement by individual members of the British Army, the Royal Ulster Constabulary, or the local recruited militia, the Ulster Defense Regiment. Members of the RUC and the UDR were likely to have participated in or have been aware of plans for the attacks. The bombing operation was prepared on a farm owned by a RUC reserve officer. Again, this is a whitewash compared to past news, but it is a big government report out of Ireland. This is the London Guardian. Go read the past reports. They cooked the bombs. They trained the people. They carried them out to keep everybody at each other's throats. But new information on that for you. Speaking of government-sponsored terror, Al-Qaeda plans great event in the new year. Bin Laden reportedly to speak on tape broadcast by Al Jazeera. Remember earlier this year, who got up on TV before Congress, Secretary of State Colin Powell, and he said that, oh, there's a tape airing on Al Jazeera right now where bin Laden says he's working with Saddam. I mean, right on time when they needed to have some evidence that's now been proven to be false, magically bin Laden shows up, but the media all ran out of the Congress meeting hall, turned on Al Jazeera on cable, and called Al Jazeera, and they said, we've not gotten the tape. There's no tape. They walked back in an hour later, asked Powell, the chairman of the committee, said, well, we've been told by the media and our staff that there's no such tape. He goes, oh, it'll be on then, turned kind of a greenish color, got upset and said, well, it'll be on in the next few hours. Got your timing a bit off. You know, normally the bombs go off when Tony Blair and Bush are meeting, talking about the threat of terror to Britain and how Britain better get behind giving up their liberties. And right as they're speaking, boom, boom, boom. Oh, everybody's dying. British embassies, British banks. And they say, boy, this really proves Bush and Blair's point, man. Wow, they really, man, this is But they got their timing off a little bit there, and they've had the fat bin Laden videotape of bin Laden in a dark room with a nose twice the size of bin Laden's, a fat guy, looked nothing like him, going, I am bin Laden, I attacked the buildings, oh, yes. Oh, they wouldn't do that. They just put out fake nuclear reports out of Niger, fake aluminum tube reports, fake mass graves reports, fake weapons, mobile weapons trucks, bioweapons truck reports, false reports written 12 years ago, fake news articles planted in the media, hundreds of fake letters with fake signatures by troops in newspapers of how much they love the war. Oh, they wouldn't lie to you. They don't do that. Osama bin Laden's terrorist network, Al-Qaeda, is planning a great event that will shake the region to coincide with the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha on February 2nd, according to London-based Arabic Daily. Al-Quds al-Arabiya reported an information coordinator for a group associated with Al-Qaeda, the Hasahib Institute, said a new videotape of bin Laden will be circulated shortly before the holiday. Last time they did this, it was old videos edited, re-edited. And, I mean, and then after they have the big announcement, oh, it's the new bin Laden tape, all the newspapers have a small little retraction. Okay, it was an old one, re-edited. But it doesn't matter. The general public just, you know, hears the big announcement and then the small retraction's never heard. The coordinator, identified by the nickname Abi Osama, or Osama's father, was asked in an interview with the internet site Al Anab, in which he is in possession of a pre-taped videotape of bin Laden, but said only, when the event occurs, it will be broadcast by Al Jazeera television. You mean CIA television. An agreement with Al Jazeera requires the network to broadcast any videotape the Sahib Institute provides about Al-Qaeda, the coordinator said. And, of course, nobody's arresting the Sahib group. And the CIA met with bin Laden before 9/11, and Bush Sr. met the day they flew the bin Ladens out on September 11th with bin Laden's older brother, on and on and on and on. But again, anytime you need to be scared back into submission, bin Laden will be brought out of the closet to get in your face like a boogeyman, and you will submit to them properly. This is out of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Atlanta OK's anti-terror cops encourages public to report suspicious activity. This is all part of the Matrix system, federalizing local police. Yes, it's called the Matrix system, folks. Atlanta Police Chief Richard Pennington has created a new investigative arm that he hopes will both protect the city from terrorist attack and attract millions of federal dollars. That's what officials will call a win-win, but critics worry about the implications and draw comparisons to a police state. Oh, draw comparisons? We're in a police state, folks. The chief announced his Homeland Security unit on Wednesday to Metro, state, and federal security and emergency management officials. The section will have about 23 investigators to investigate credible reports of individuals or organizations that might be assisting terrorists, the Pentagon said. By the way, you need to think about this. The definition of terrorism is anyone suspected of committing or planning to commit any misdemeanor, as Section 802 of the Patriot Act states, H.R. 3162, passed October 27, 2001. And, well, now they're raiding topless bars and pot dealers and CPS is using terror cases, and they're going after people that sue public officials in Wisconsin and giving them 5 years in prison for, and the state attorney says no one's allowed to sue us. That's an act of paper terrorism. That's in Police State 3, all the mainstream news articles on that. So just be aware of that. You're all terrorists. We're all terrorists. The government's making us their slaves. It's based on internal intelligence, and the information has been somewhat reliable. The chief said, we're not going to start investigating an individual or a group based on an anonymous tip. Oh, sure you won't, police chief. While they might not investigate every tip, the police are encouraging the public to report suspicious activity, which, coupled with information gathered by federal and state law enforcement agencies to prevent a terrorist attack, the police chief said. But defining credible is what worries people like Ray Mickelthun, who noted and unusually takes a court decision to define when police are behaving reasonably. Everybody agrees that a responsibility of government is to provide security for its citizens. Funny, the Supreme Court ruling says they're not to protect us, they're to respond to crime, but yeah, they lie to us to keep this illusion going. And that was Mickelthun, a spokesman for the Greater Atlanta Bill of Rights Defense Campaign, a small activist group. But we don't want to create an East German or Soviet Union where people are watching their neighbors and turning them in. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. There's only hundreds of programs that already do it for non-terror-related programs. We'll be right back with more news.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Late summer 2003, Mainstream Press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest.
Would you like to comment on any of the news I've already gone over or any news items we haven't covered? You have a question, a comment, you disagree with me on some issue? 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You see, I can defend my ideas, my understanding. They'll screen your calls out on Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Michael Savage. They want a bunch of mindless idiots worshiping world government, calling it conservative, worshiping communism, worshiping gun control, worshiping open borders. We don't do that here. We expose the criminality of the Republican Party as well as the Democratic Party and how they're nothing more than puppets. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, Governor Ridge says open borders and legalizing all illegals is good. And Bush is drawing a lot of heat from some that are actually still conservatives that haven't been brainwashed and reeducated by the neocon Fox News and others, the Ann Coulters of the world. And, well, what's happening now is people saw Bush cut Taiwan loose, and that's some cold bucket of water thrown on these people, exploding the myth of church and state separation. And this is from WorldNet Daily, a six-page synopsis of some of this stuff. I've seen the AP reports, you name it, that make up the article. And it says, in Texas, a U.S. district judge decreed that any student uttering the word Jesus at his school graduation would be arrested and locked up, and make no mistake, announced Judge Samuel B. Kent. The court is going to have a United States Marshal in attendance at the graduation. If any student offends this court, that student will be summarily arrested and will face up to 6 months incarceration in the Galveston County Jail for contempt of court, close quote. There's dozens of these examples here. You read stuff like this on air, people can't believe it, but it was on Texas News. I've been hearing about it for weeks, since the judge said this 2 weeks ago. And, again, separation of church and state was in a letter from Thomas Jefferson, folks, to a religious group. What they didn't want was the government saying, we're a Catholic nation, we're a Protestant nation, we're a Muslim nation. You don't have a national church, you know, a Church of England or whatever. But we are a Christian nation. But the point is, they can teach Harry Potter. You can pray to Buddha. They're teaching them, you know, trance meditation in most public schools. Now little children say, God is great, God is good, let us thank him for our food. And they're being arrested. CPS is coming. They're having Bibles confiscated. Lawyers are being called in. This is mind control, folks. This is thought crime. In Missouri, when fourth grader Raymond Reyes bowed his head in prayer before his lunch at the cafeteria of Waring Elementary in St. Louis, the teacher allegedly ordered him out of the seat in full view of the other seated students and sent him to the principal's office. After his third such prayer offense, little Raymond was segregated from classmates, ridiculed for his religious beliefs, and given 1 week suspension. In New York, kindergarten Carla Broadus recited the familiar and beloved prayer, God is great, God is good, thank you, God, for my food, while holding hands with two students seated next to her at the snack table at her Springs school early last year. But she was silenced and scolded by her teacher, who reported the infraction to the school's lawyer, Greg T. Johnson, who concluded that Kayla's behavior was indeed a violation of the separation of church and state. Constitutional separation of church and state, a reference to the First Amendment and the Bill of Rights, is a phrase Americans hear literally every day from the news media, from legal organizations, from politicians and pundits, and especially from zealous attorneys and judges. But again, that's not what the First Amendment says. It says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I mean, what do you think it is when Muslim girls wear the headscarves in school? Nobody has a problem with that. That's their religion, right out in the open. You know what? I don't have a problem with it. This is America. This is the United States. But again, people in a major study of 339 colleges and universities, over two-thirds, 70%+, folks, what was it, 71%, don't know what it is. That's administrators and students at colleges. And then when asked, over 50% of administrators said they don't think the First Amendment is a good idea. That was the Washington Times 2 weeks ago. We had the folks that did the big study on last Friday. By the way, we need to post that at prisonplanet.com, that audio file, as soon as my webmaster gets over the flu. I know he will. He's even doing some updating today, despite his illness, while he's crawling around with a laptop on the ground doing it, literally. That's dedication. You don't have to do that, Paul. All right, folks. Hope you get better, buddy. But my wife's updating InfoWars, so that's updated. We'll be back and get into more of this and cover a bunch of other news, so stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
We're moving forward in a collision course with the New World Order, and nothing on earth can stop it unless it's God's will that we not fight the New World Order, and I know that's not God's will. Your calls are coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Wyatt and Wayne and Rich and Alan and Marty and many, many others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. How do I know it's God's will that we fight evil? Because the Bible states it over and over again. To stand up to the works of darkness, to stand up to tyranny, to educate the people, ladies and gentlemen. That's our job. In America, 4% of the world's population was the wealthiest country on earth because we followed the guidelines. Now we've broken the rules, broken the accords, and as the Bible promises, we're losing our country. We're losing our freedom. We're being enslaved. I don't want to go into a Bible study here, but we have forsaken what America is. And the last segment I read out of the Associated Press, a little excerpts here in WorldNet Daily, in Texas, a U.S. district judge decreed that any student uttering the word Jesus at his school's graduation would be arrested and locked up. And make no mistake, announced Judge Samuel B. Kent, who should move to the Soviet Union. Quote, the court is going to have a United States Marshal in attendance at the graduation. If any student offends this court, the student will be summarily arrested and will face up to 6 months incarceration in the Galveston County Jail for contempt of court. And I have dozens of examples of stuff even worse than this in front of me. The point here is that that's a violation of the First Amendment, which is free speech, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble, to petition the government for redress of grievances, but it starts out with Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And the Wiccans can have their little groups, the Harry Potter worshippers can, the Buddhists, the Muslims can wear their headdresses. That's all fine and dandy. But when you get to Christians in their own acceptance speeches for those that won awards, that was this particular case, cannot thank Jesus for the guidance in their life, that's a violation of the First Amendment. Now, the interpretation of separation of church and state from a letter with Thomas Jefferson means you don't have an official government-sponsored, sanctioned, you know, we're Catholic, we're Protestant, we're whatever, we're Hindus in America. No, it means the government shall make no law whatsoever concerning setting churches up, how they operate, taxation, regulation, but instead they reverse that and said, no, it means total regulation, total control, and you can't pray at the lunch table by yourself. You can't say God is great, God is good, let us thank him for the food. You can't do any of that. So now it's just don't have a prayer at the football game that nobody breaks their neck. Now it's can't have a prayer at the beginning of school. Now it's, oh, you in your own speech, in speech class, or in your acceptance, or they've gone after football coaches who say, please bow your heads for a prayer of safety before the game. By the way, in 2000, the numbers came out. More people died playing football in high school than died from guns. But again, let's not have a prayer. Let's just ban the guns. This is what we're talking about. This isn't freedom, but in a major study of 339 universities, I keep repeating this, universities and colleges, the administrators and the students, over two-thirds, 70-plus percent, did not know what the First Amendment was. And so that's why they can tell you. The First Amendment says no freedom of speech. And we go, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Let me tell you, if I was a student at that school, I need to go to that graduation and just stand up and say, I love Jesus, and let them put me in jail for 6 months. We cannot put up with this. It's absolutely amazing. We're going to go to some calls right now that are coming up. Video surveillance on the rise nationwide. Scientists create sperm from stem cells. Ridge, immigration remarks, draw fire. He wants open borders. President rebuke of Taiwan stirs alarm. L.A. Times to conservatives. It was a shocking scene. President Bush sat chatting chummily in the Oval Office on Tuesday with the premier of the communist China and harshly rebuked the democracy and democratically elected leader of the United States, old friend and ally Taiwan. The only word I can say is appalled, said John Tratkick, a China specialist at the Conservative Heritage Foundation. Yeah, that's right. China says they thank Bush. They're appreciated. And communist Chinese military is going to buy up a lot of our media. Like they've already done it. We'll get to that article out of China Daily. And Social Security checks could go south of the border. Arizona ranchers sued by civil rights group for defending their own property. Pentagon, many of new Iraq soldiers are quitting. That's Associated Press. State finds more flu vaccine. And Tommy Thompson says they may have to round you up and put you in camps for your safety. That's just some of what's coming up. Now, before I go to these calls, last little caveat here. I'm going to be in Houston, Texas this Saturday from 6 p.m. to around midnight. I'm going to give a 30-minute speech. I'm going to show 9/11, the road to tyranny. I'm going to have a 15, 20-minute question and answer. Then about a 10-minute adjournment, recess. What do they call it, the movies? Intermission. Then we're going to show John Carpenter's They Live. And Alamo Drafthouse is a happening place in Austin and in Houston. Mel Gibson was here in town Sunday to show a surprise visit to show The Passion at the Alamo Drafthouse in downtown Austin, where I've shown Road to Tyranny twice. And last time we were in Houston, Mel Gibson's father and Mel Gibson's sister and Mel Gibson's cousins, a bunch of people showed up. I don't know if they're coming this time. I haven't even bugged them. I know they're busy, and but they did show up last time. I probably won't this time. But the point is, you meet a lot of great folks at the events, and you never know who will be there. You never know, folks. But and look, last time we didn't sell many tickets online right up until the day of the event. and they had capped the sale of tickets at 160 online. And then everybody showed up at about 650, and 200 people got turned away from the 350-seat theater. So I suggest you go online and you buy your tickets now at InfoWars.com. You link through to the Alamo Drafthouse website, buy them there. Or I suggest you get there about 30 minutes to an hour early. And you know what happens, folks? Even if you were to show up, there's other movies showing at the theater. You can get in and meet the folks and go see another movie, maybe Master and Commander or something else, and to slip in and see the speech or whatever. We had standing room only. There were 350 in the seats, and I'd have to say about 75 standing around at the back. We ended up letting an overflow crowd get in. I don't want that to happen to you, folks. Just, I don't know if the second viewing is going to be as successful. Who knows? But just get your tickets now, okay? Or and it's at a big shopping mall, West Oak Shopping Mall. Get there an hour early, buy your tickets, go shopping or whatever, and then you can come in and see the film. West Oak Shopping Center, and it's in Houston, Texas, and there's a map and all that stuff at the Alamo Drafthouse website linking through at InfoWars.com. So please visit the site and go ahead and get your tickets. But I don't want folks to not come to think they won't get tickets if you're not online. Just get there a little early. You shouldn't have a problem. So I will see you this Saturday in Houston, Texas. Also, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 10 films. The newest film, Matrix of Evil, is out. It is a little over 2 hours long. Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales, myself, riveting speeches, riveting interviews, video clips, documents, full of solutions, full of the fight against the New World Order, an amazing new film. There's 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, Huff Schmidt's new video, Painful Deceptions about 9/11. It's all on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in our secure online shopping cart, or you can call toll-free. When you get three or more of the videos, they drop down to $20 a piece. We got other discounts on the books and stuff. 1-888-253-3139, and be sure you're clear with your address when you give it to the operators, folks. Some folks, we get the wrong address, and that causes a problem. Call 888-253-3139, or just write to me, and it's Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Make sure you put Suite 100 in there. Make sure you say South Lamar. North Lamar is a Christian radio station, and they get mail every week. It's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Make the call. Get the videos now. Okay, let's go to the calls and then back into the news, and then Phyllis Schlafly in the middle of the next hour. Wyatt in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Good to talk to you.
The afternoon here, anyway. I hope you give me a few minutes. I'm waiting about on the phone for 40 minutes. But let me start off by had a conversation with a young woman. I'm in car sales, and where our car sales dealership is located is halfway between Baltimore and Washington, D.C. So we get a lot of government people that come in. And so she came in, and she's looking for a particular vehicle that won't be in. It's a brand-new vehicle, won't be in until January. So as we're talking, and I'm getting information from her, I asked her if she had a trade-in. She said, yeah, I got a 2002. It's got 40-some thousand miles on it. And I said, wow, where do you drive? She said, well, back and forth to Eastern Shore, Maryland. And I said, wow. I said, do you have family down there? And she said, yes. So, you know, making small talk to find out more information about her. So I said, so where do you work? She says, well, I work for the Defense Department. So I said, oh, really? I said, how come you're – she said, well, I'm looking for this truck because my husband will be home in February, and that's when we're going to make a purchase. I said, well, where's your husband? She said, he's Afghanistan. And I said, oh, wow, Afghanistan. I said, well, how long have you guys been married? She said, just 2 years. So I said, well, boy, I don't know what to say. I said, I hope he comes back safely. She said, well, he's supposed to be back in February, but they're talking about keeping him there until June. I said, what's his position? Is he with Special Forces? And she said, no, he's in the military police. So I said, where do you work? In D.C.? She said, yeah, I work at the Pentagon. So I said to her, I said, well, are you from Eastern Shore? She said, no, I'm from Czechoslovakia. She had no accent whatsoever. I mean, there was no way to tell where she was from. She sounded just like she was your next-door neighbor. So I said, wow, Czechoslovakia. I said, there's no accent at all. She said, I know. That's why I got hired at the Pentagon. So I said, well, where do you we got into more talking. And since I found out that her husband's in Afghanistan, I thought the door was open. So then I started to talk about you and shortwave and some statistics and some facts. And the facts were, I said to her, I said, you know, I said about 5 months ago it was indicated that between 800 and 1,200 soldiers have been killed. And she shook her head yes. And I said, really? And she says, yeah. She says, I work at the Iraq desk. And she said, I'm compartmentalized, but I still have a lot of information. And she said, right now there's an average of 13 soldiers being killed every day. Every day. And it's not being reported, and it's being held from the American people, and that there is a fairly large percentage of those deaths are suicides. She said, the suicide rate is outrageous. And so, I'm like, wow. So I said to her, you talk about the Pentagon.
Well, look, hold on a second. Wyatt, I've let you talk for 3 minutes.
Yes, you did.
Let me just throw this in.
Go ahead.
I know Wyatt. For those that have seen Police State 2000, Wyatt and several others went to Hebron, Maryland in 98. I've known Wyatt. He's been a listener since, I think, 97. Wyatt sent me the video that you see for about 10 minutes of that two-hour, five-minute film, where they were with the police practicing taking over Hebron, Maryland, troops walking over to them with machine guns saying, turn your video camera off. And Wyatt's called with information about 50 times. It's always been accurate. So, I take what Wyatt has to say as a reporter, never found him to be lacking. So I take what you say as gospel for those that are just now tuning in. Continue.
Well, thank you, Alex. So then I said to her, I said, well, you know, how about the plane that hit the Pentagon? I said, didn't you find it kind of interesting that there was no plane debris, no tail section, no wheels, no seats, no nothing that was sheared off? And she said, she shook her head yes, and she said, that's something that we all talk about at the Pentagon. We don't know what happened. And I said, well, you know where it hit, didn't you? She said, yeah, it hit in the naval section that was under reconstruction, renovation, and there was very few people there. And then she said, that's why the death toll was so small. And she said, many of us in the Pentagon have lots of questions about what's going on. And she said that if we talk about it, we will lose our jobs. And so that was enlightening for me and hopeful. But also she talked about the fact that she's deathly afraid of the Bush administration, and they're deathly afraid of John Ashcroft and the actions that he's taken. And
well, let me just add this. The Washington Times a year ago ran the headline, morale lowest in history at Pentagon, and it's because they're hearing about martial law. It's because they're learning about the foreign troops. It's because they're learning the reality, folks.
Right. Well, going on from there, she just said that, yeah, that's a conception that most people have, and they're very there's a lot of, she said, there's nothing but total propaganda coming out of the administration and the Pentagon that are covering up so many lies. And
well, let me tell you something concerning Iraq. They've never told the truth on anything.
No.
Everything they say when we check it out is a lie, folks, and they get caught lying and nothing happens.
So I said to her, I said, why do you think we're there? She said, well, primarily it's the oil. That's why we're there.
Well, that's not a sophisticated answer.
No,
it's about a military launch base.
It's
about a military launch base. It's also
right.
A money laundering black hole, and it's about setting the precedent for invading sovereign nations.
Well, and a good part is I also gave her your websites, prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, and I told her to get the report on the PNAC.
PNAC.
Right.
All right,
got to
let you go.
Take
great
care,
points.
Alex.
Great points, Wyatt. Let's talk to Wayne in Nebraska. You're on the air from Nebraska. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Did you see CNN last night?
No, I didn't.
Okay, they had something about secret societies, and they were covering Bonesmen, and that's the Skull and Bones people. and they talked about our president and his daddy being a, well, they were at Yale and they were in it, and they denied them laying in coffins and masturbating and talking about their sex life. This gal has a thing out on secret societies. I caught it very late in the broadcast.
Was it Alexander Robinson?
I think that's who it was.
Yeah, we've had her on. No, she admits that. She interviewed 100 Bonesmen. That's admitted. That's the ritual, without going into too much detail, that they do there. That's admitted.
Hmm. Well, I just didn't know if you saw that. I wanted to
I didn't see it, but I interviewed her about a year and a half ago. I mean, I've been into Bohemian Grove.
I know that. I know
David
that
Gergen admits they run around naked in the woods.
Sure
they bus in male and female prostitutes. That's Parade Magazine.
Well, I just hope that all these judges and people can hear my voice, because they're headed right straight to hell.
Hey, what? Stay there, Wayne. You've been holding long enough. I'll let you finish up. We don't have a guest for 50 or 40 minutes, so we're going to have time to get to everybody's calls. Wayne and Rich and Alan and Marty and everybody else. We'll get to you real quick here when we get back. Stay with us to the other side.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hey, everybody, let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets, you've tried the pills, you've tried counting calories, you've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working? You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're here, folks. We broadcast 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. as well, 9 hours a day. No excuse to miss it, no matter what schedule you're on. I know a lot of folks over in Australia listen to the late night show, the early morning show, because that's the daytime for them. Let's go ahead and go back to Wayne in Nebraska, then Rick, Alan, Marty, Leon, and others. Wayne, finish up your point about the satanic organizations are Christian conservative leaders are part of.
Yes, they are. It's amazing to me. These people are going straight to hell. They're the first ones going to get judged, the judges, the politicians, all of them. I hope they can hear my voice. I hope they repent of their ways. I guess tonight they're also going to cover the Masonic people on CNN, so it might be...
And they're having to respond to all this to counter us.
Yeah, that's right. You're making the difference. You were on KOA. A friend of mine heard you on KOA, and he was stunned. He said he didn't believe all this stuff that was coming. He was just stunned by it. He believed it, but he was just, stunned by it.
I've quietly, in over 1,300 radio interviews in the last 2-plus years, hurt the globalists badly, but I'm only one person in this fight, though I am a lieutenant in the Army of Liberty and Freedom.
Well, you're like Samson, the one who killed all them people with a sword. Was it Samson?
It was a donkey job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, basically his, you're the one making the difference in this whole thing. You and Joyce Riley.
No, if it wasn't for you, the listener, spreading the word, calling into other shows, making copies of the videos, look, I'm just one person in this fight.
Well, and one person, I always, you talk about the Bible, but you know who the majority is? Us and the Lord. That's what I want to leave with the listeners. And if they don't, and the rest of them, if they don't think we got the victory, well, they didn't read the end of the book.
That's it. I appreciate the call, Wayne. Rick in, I believe, Colorado. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, Alex, a longtime listener.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, we pass out your videos all the time. We got all of them. I had two questions kind of off topic. You're familiar with the police going into that school and throwing all the kids down?
Yeah, we had their lawyer on. Now it's the video's out, and Drudge had it on his website yesterday, of the dog grabbing the backpack and shaking it with the children. And
right.
A German Shepherd trained in attack dog stuff.
Did you see the video stills from that?
Yes, I did. That's what I saw.
Did you see the, I haven't heard anything about this, but there's a soldier in full uniform in the lower left-hand corner helping the police officer with the buzz cut.
I know that in schools all over the country, they do have regular Army and National Guard in the schools. I saw that camo, but they won't tell us if that was military.
Yeah, well, the guy that I saw had the full bread basket over the left chest. And I mean, this guy was in full dress uniform, like he was directing something.
Send me that still that you found.
I will do that.
Send that to tips@infowars.com. You'll see it up there tomorrow.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, that's and no one's raised that question. I thought that was kind of
odd. See, that's why, again, it's not about Alex Jones. It's all of us. We have millions of eyes, millions of ears, millions of brains,
right,
all watching everything.
Okay. The other thing I had was I was reading a story on, and this is way off topic, the Kennedy assassination. And
it's all on topic. Yeah, the government killed him.
Yeah, but there was a story that the Dallas Police Department diverted his route at the last minute.
Yes.
But I hadn't really heard anything.
And they pulled his regular Secret Service off of him and did all of that.
Right. Oh, okay. I was wondering if you knew
anything
about
that. We have the mistress at the meeting where they planned to kill him,
yep.
The final meeting the night before. We've had his personal lawyer on. Everybody's going public.
Okay. Now,
92% of America in major polls believe the CIA killed Kennedy with the FBI.
Last year,
it was 82%.
Right. Well, we've had a lot of luck with your videos. We pass out, I guess, basically the best ones are 9/11 Road to Tyranny and Police State 3. And we're waking up a lot of Denver Fire Department and Police Department. We get a lot of requests from them. Plus,
I tell you what, stay there. I want to hear more about this. We'll come right back to you, sir. We'll be right back, folks.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.